Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Town meeting is all about town government and tradition, especially the tradition of the potluck lunch. And here to explain all about it is Candace Page. She writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Is town meeting potluck an enduring thing in 2016?
Well, it hangs on. As you know, town meeting itself is somewhat in decline as more and more towns move their school meeting away from the first Tuesday in March, as more and more towns put more things on the ballot. There's less to talk about at town meeting. And that has affected the town meeting lunch, which started, I think, with people bringing bag lunches in their horse and buggy when town meeting lasted all day. First, you had to fight about town affairs. Then you would take a break. You'd eat your bag lunch. And then in the afternoon, you'd have the school meeting. When town meetings started moving from town halls that didn't have kitchens, the town meeting lunch tradition grew up. Nobody's sure exactly when it started. And now, if your town still has a traditional town meeting, you'll have that lunch. But I talked to the clerk in Jericho, no more lunch, because she said, we finish well before lunch and nobody wants to stay. And the same was, I talked to the little town of Reading, which once had a wonderful tradition of red flannel hash for lunch. It was cooked by the ladies of the town at the town hall. This went on till the late 90s, and then the meeting moved, and when the meeting moved, the tradition of red flannel hash stopped, to the enduring regret of many people.
Well, that brings up the next question. Is the food at these things any good?
The food is great. It is plentiful. It is very carbohydrate heavy, usually, but also delicious. Most of these lunches are organized as potlucks by maybe the PTO or the Friends of the Library, some nonprofit in town. It's a chance for them to earn some money and to connect with people that might not still have kids in the schools or go to the library. And they always worry, will there be enough food? Because it's all volunteers. And there's always enough food. The town meetings I've been to, it's just hard to fit everything on your plate.
Well, how have the menus changed through the years at town meeting day?
Well, let me start with something that hasn't changed. I have yet to go to a town meeting lunch that didn't have at least four or five pots of different baked beans made by different women with different recipes. So baked beans came with the first Vermont settlers, and you can have the genuine article at town meeting day lunch. On the other hand, town meeting day lunch, you know, there'll be 50 dishes sometimes, 30 to 50 dishes. And you will see food that clearly has its roots in the 1950s and 60s, like American chop suey made with canned spaghetti sauce or canned tomato soup. You will see quiche that in America anyway goes back to the 70s. And then there's always pasta with pesto, which is a kind of 80s, 90s thing. And then you will have kinds of food that, as Allison Forrest in Huntington, who organizes the town meeting there, she said, kale. When I asked her what had changed, she said, I think 30 years ago in Huntington, a lot of people wouldn't have known what kale is. And now there's kale in all the salads. So there's ethnic food. There are more salads than there used to be. And there's an emphasis on locally grown food that is a return maybe to the roots of town meeting.
I'm going to mention one more thing about baked beans. I believe that was the first episode of VPR Cafe. You and I talked about baked beans.
Well, how appropriate.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing food at town meeting. Candy, why are these town meeting day potlucks still important, or are they?
Well, the people I talked to as I did some interviewing certainly thought that they were important. It's a way, just as town meeting is, of reinforcing community. But the lunch is much more informal and sociable. You get to see people that you maybe don't see most of the year. I talked to Brett Hoffman in Newark, who used to cook for town meeting and now is just an eater, he says. But he pointed out that there are probably 50 miles of roads in Newark in the Northeast Kingdom, a very mountainous town. So 50 miles of roads and a few hundred residents. So very spread out. You don't see the people who live on the other side of town. And town meeting day lunch is one place where you can. A story that I love is a few years ago, a group of people in Bethel started the tradition of baking pies for town meeting. So quite separate from lunch, they make pies. And this was a way of bringing the community together, doing away with some of the tensions that arose during the aftermath of Tropical Storm Irene. And as the pie lady, Laura Rubenis, said to me, you can't be grumpy when somebody hands you a piece of warm pie.
Mm. Well, other than feeding the hungry, does it play any other role?
You know, Vermont's expert on town meeting is certainly Frank Bryan, political science professor emeritus at the University of Vermont, who's been collecting data on town meetings since the 60s. And he said he can't prove this, but he does feel strongly that town meeting day lunch does build community. And particularly if the meeting, the morning meeting, has been contentious, it's a way for everybody to relax and take off their political hats and put on their neighborly hats and restore that balance. And the other thing is, if the school meeting is going to be in the afternoon and you're going to have to argue about the school budget, it's likely that it's harder to get snippy and nasty at people you just broke bread with.
I love it. You've covered many of these events through the years. Are there any that stand out or that you attended specifically for the food that was being offered?
Well, the town meetings that I went to in my final years at the Free Press, when I always did the town meeting day feature, I would find a town that was going to do something interesting. So I never got to choose for the lunch. But the lunches that I would single out are Sutton, Newark, and Brookfield, which were the last three towns I covered that had lunch. And in every case, the lunch was fabulous. And if you really pressed me to be honest, I would have to say that I went through the line twice.
Oh, an honest admission by Candy Page. Candace Page writes for the Save and War section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks so much for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Rick. It's such fun.